And we're back this Outdoor Report, second one this hour with Brian Roll, wildlife biologist for the Department of Natural Resources. Brian, thanks again for hanging around.
Yeah, no problem.
And let's start out by reminding folks what your specialties are.
My principal responsible area is all of Marquette County and the west half of Eldrick County. I am the fur bear specialist for the Upper Peninsula, also the wolf field specialist as well.
And the reason I bring that up is, you know, last Outdoor Report, we spoke about the wolf track survey. You kind of spearhead that, right?
Yeah, so I am coordinating that that effort. So, you know, like I said before, we will be continuing that right through to spring until we lose snow.
Now, let's move into some legislative news, because I don't think there's anybody in the UP that wants the wolves to come off the endangered species list any more than you do.
We certainly do, yes. You know, it's been really frustrating for us. And we often take the brunt of the action that's going on, and you know, and inaction. Folks have to realize that this really is out of our hands at this point. The state itself is appealing the ruling, so that process is still moving forward. We haven't stopped that. The newest thing on the forefront, though, is the senator, and there's multiple senators on this proposed bill, but he is from Wyoming that has moved in a legislation at the congressional level to delist wolves in the three Great Lakes states as well as Wyoming.
Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and
correct.
Wyoming.
Yes.
You know, this last rider that got removed from the end of the year budget bill, in layman's terms, you know, that was such a minor chance of going through anyway. What about this particular bill? I mean, how is it, from what you have seen, how it's worded, it's specifically designed to accomplish this task, right?
It is. It is specifically designed. And the other caveat to this one is it does not allow it to be challenged. So once if this does go through, they're off the list. They cannot be put back on the list unless there is actual reasons to put them back on.
Yeah, a big
study
or something.
So they don't want this to be drawn out in court like everything else has happened with wolves.
I mean, basically, the reason they were off, then they were put back on is because of bureaucratic red tape, right?
It is. It's all language. It has nothing to do with the biology of wolves. It is purely the way the Endangered Species Act itself is written.
So this would at least make it all about the science. You would have to conduct a study to have them put back on.
Right. There would have to be, you know, biological justification move wolves back onto the list. It wouldn't be based on interpretation of the law.
Well, we can keep our fingers crossed on this. You know, I guess I don't want to ask, you're not a politician, so I don't want to ask you to interpret, you know, your thoughts on this, but I just wanted folks to know it is on the table. All right. So we'll keep our fingers crossed on that. And obviously, try to keep folks posted as things move forward with that. I did want to mention something that tragically happened in the Marquette DNR office, and I bring this up obviously in tribute to Bill Rollo, who recently passed away about a week ago in your office. If you had your deer checked, there's a good chance that you probably had your deer checked by Bill, right?
He did. He just loved checking deer. It's one of the things I always kind of laughed about him is, if I had allowed it, he would have stayed out in the shack 24/7. In fact, he used to still, even this year, he would schedule to go down to Escanaba because he just wasn't seeing enough deer in Marquette office. So he'd go down to Escanaba to check deer there. He was a longtime worker at the Escanaba office. And tragically, yes, cut his life way too short.
Wow.
Very young man.
I was shocked when I heard about it.
So. A champion for wildlife, a champion for the South Marquette County Gem. If you're at all familiar with the gem off of 438 and Perrin Brothers Road there, he was a big spearhead in getting the habitat work done on the ground out there. Mm. So his loss is going to be felt in the DNR.
Well, Brian, I appreciate your time, and obviously I'd like to make this kind of in tribute to Bill at this point. So,
thank you very much.
And we'll catch up with you again soon.
Yes.
Brian Roll, wildlife biologist for the Department of Natural Resources, and this is The Outdoor Show.